Dennis, comfortable progress in the end?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously the goal knocked us back a bit. I mean, we started well, got ourselves a goal in front, and was pretty much in control, but we just given one or two opportunities, and they got themselves back in the game, but thankfully we responded really quickly. And second half, we changed our shape to a 4-4-2, and I thought was thoroughly in control. And if we'd have passed the ball better, we'd have probably had more, but as soon as the third goal went in, it knocked the stuffing out of them, and it was pretty much just a case of running down the clock.
Yeah, it was a great start for you, and David Fowler getting a goal, and he just seems to be getting better every week.
There's still lots he's got to learn. I mean, he's got another nice little tapping goal there like he did the other day, but he's just got to use the ball better. You know, his hold-up play is really good, but it's just either releasing a pass or getting a shot off. He's not quite doing that quickly enough. He's hanging on to it too long, but we'll work on that. But yeah, he's showing great signs of potential.
Were you disappointed by the manner of Durham's equaliser?
Yeah, absolutely. We defended really poorly on it. Got ourselves at sixes and sevens, and the fellas tapping it pretty much into an open goal. So that's really disappointing on the defending, but we've come through. That's the most important thing.
And how crucial was it that you got back in front just before half time with a well worked goal?
It was key, because the longer it's at 1-1, they've only got to get a goal, and you know it's really edgy. And then we might have to force it, and we're not the biggest side, so we haven't done particularly well when we've been behind. So to get back in front changes the team talk at half time. And it makes them have to open up, and we can counter-attack them. So, and that's where our third goal come from.
Was it nice to be able to call on Mark Neesham early in the second half?
Well, we was in a position, I'm not sure, I think we was 2-1 up at the time.
Yeah.
But we're still in a strong position being at home and 2-1 up, and they're having to come at us at times running out for them. So it was a case that Noosh would have given us that experience of holding the ball up, not giving it away. So, it's nice to get him on the pitch.
And what a great goal to seal it from Zach Mills. He loves getting forward, doesn't he? Is he a frustrated winger?
Yeah, he's got so much energy and pace, hasn't he? I mean, when he ran through there, he just walked past the pair of them, didn't he? And he was clean through on goals, and a great, you know, cool finish with his wrong foot. So that really put the game to bed, and you can see it had knocked the stuffing out of him, really. And they didn't really have too much else to cheer about for the rest of the game.
Now you're through to the third qualifying round. Do you fancy anyone in particular in Monday's draw? Just a home draw maybe? Would that be your first choice?
Yeah, a home draw against a lower club would be great again. Or if it's an away draw, a team that's got a decent pitch, so it don't become too much of a battle. But, you know, anyone really. But hopefully, yeah, be nice and kind.
Obviously, promotion's the priority this season, but an FA Cup one is still very important for you as well.
Absolutely, because if we win two more football matches, not only will we give ourselves a chance of being in the first round in a live game, but would have already pocketed 25 odd grand, I think it is. I mean, the next round's, I think, 7.5 grand, and it's about 12.5 grand after that. So it's a lot of money to bet at stake in 4 weeks. And the chairman might tap me on the shoulder and give me something, who knows?
That'd be nice. Looking ahead to Tuesday, a tough trip to Worcester.
Yeah, it's a really important game on Tuesday because nobody else is playing, so that gives us a chance to go joint fourth. Joint second, but into fourth. And then the following Saturday, when we all play, Fylde play North Ferriby, and that would give us a chance to go top again. It's a really important game because it puts us right back in the mix again, you know, because we fell away with those two defeats, but now a win on Tuesday puts us right back in it.
And are you expecting to have Paul Farman and Conor Robinson back with you?
Yeah, they're both back with us, so that'll give us a huge lift. You know, you can see the difference Connor made last week when he played, and we missed him today, so it'd be nice having him back in the squad.
And your two loan signings, I know Tempest didn't start, but Kyle Dixon did really well.
Yeah, Scales, he done great, and Greg, when he came on, to be fair to him, showed a real cool head. You know, he kept the ball for us, kept it simple, and that's what you need when you're in a game like that. What you don't need is people giving the ball away, and he showed that he had composure on the ball when he was prepared to pass the ball 5 yards to somebody else. And when the other team's chasing the game and they're not having a feel of the ball, they get very tired quickly.